Hold on, the microphone cord is wrapped around a footstool.
Alright. Hello? This thing on? Oh, I'm not on the right. I'm on a good mic setting. Hold on. There we go. Hello? Maybe this is better. I'm going to test how this sounds because I'm, I thought the last episode could get a little too loud sometimes, but this looks really damn quiet, so let me see how this sounds. Oh, okay, that sounds good. That sounds good. However, I'm not super comfortable right now. Let me try to make it so this mic is better to hold, because I'm like holding the microphone. There we go. I guess this is good. Hey, everyone. Maybe I don't know if I should record an episode right now. I don't know if that's the play, but I'm doing it because I'm searching for something to just make me feel like, I don't know, anything, you know. I am really, listen, if you listened all the way through the last episode, well, first I want to apologize for the last episode, because at the beginning, look, I don't apologize for my beliefs. But I did say a lot of mean things, and I just feel bad about that. I don't like being mean. I feel like that also doesn't accomplish what I want to. Like, I feel like that makes people who I'm trying to change their mind. If you're right, as soon as you show any sort of anything, you know, like mean, as soon as you show a lack of respect, they turn their listening ears off, whether they deserve it or not. So I would like to apologize for that, but I also want to tell you guys that this episode, I don't know, it might be a little bleak, because everything's kind of bleak right now. I don't really enjoy the days these days. I don't really look forward to the day anymore. I mean, I was going to record this earlier, but I don't know, I just didn't, I just started laying on the couch and I was up all night. I don't know why. Actually, yeah, I do. Probably because yesterday, I went to bed at, or not, that makes it seem like it was nighttime. I crawled in bed at like 6:30 p.m. and went to sleep immediately. And like, I don't know why. I didn't want to be awake anymore. I didn't want to keep thinking. I don't know. It's still, things still aren't great, you know? Things still aren't great. I don't have a whole lot to talk about either, and that's kind of concerning. Normally, I would talk about what I'm, like, doing, you know, what I've been doing. Like, how back in the day, you know, back if you're an old OG Shed fan, I'd talk about, like, boxing and guitar and all that. But in my adulthood, right, as I'm an, you know, 18-year-old at this moment, yeah, I haven't really been doing anything, because not a lot of things are bringing me a whole lot of satisfaction or fulfillment or anything. When the summer started, I tried doing all sorts of things. Just because, if you know why I'm so, like, I don't know, down. If you want to know, go listen to the last episode. I talk about it in, like, I don't know, maybe like 27 minutes in. But I tried doing all sorts of things, man. Going for a drive, working out, actually, at the community center. Eating better, which, by the way, didn't work. As you know, I spoke about that in the last episode. Taking a nap. I'm taking way too many of those. Playing games with my friends, trying to learn how to play the guitar, sort of like dissecting songs that I like, because I, you know, I wish I could write like that. And, man, I'm not doing anything anymore, because none of those things are making me, feel any better. I don't know how to get out of this, you know? I don't know how to, stop thinking about all the bad all the time. Like, going for walks and driving around, I don't like doing those things anymore. I really used to, but for me, when people say, like, oh, it clears your head, I guess it clears my head, but not necessarily in, like, a good way. it just allows me to really laser focus on all the bad that's happened. Because, yeah, these past few months have been really miserable. And it's, man, it's July, like, yeah, 21st. I got a month left of summer, and I don't know. I looked at the classes for Newark. I guess I'm going to OSU at the Newark campus, and I don't give a shit about any of them, so fuck school. And I'm already not looking forward to it, and I don't know where I'm going to be living, because I don't want to live at home, because I just want to, I don't know, show that I can, show that I don't have to live here, I guess. I'm not sure. But, man, this blows. This is a buzzkill of an episode. Like, this is like the second half of the last episode, you know, that like after like 27 minutes in, except it's going to be like this the entire time. So I'm just giving you guys a little disclaimer. Yeah, I've been thinking about everything a lot. It's like all I do, man. I haven't, like, Jesus. I had some fun, like, two nights ago, so for my friends Max and Zach's birthday. Shout out to those guys. And it feels like yesterday. It feels like it was yesterday, but it was 2 days ago, and that's because it feels like yesterday didn't even happen. It was, you know, the morning after, you know, the day after, and I don't know. I woke up and just, by the way, I don't get headaches. Not that I did anything that gave me a headache. I'm just saying. And I don't get sick either. Not that I did anything that gave me sick. I'm just saying. And, I was just thinking, like, well, babe, now it's, I don't know. I just feel empty, like, all the time these days. And I don't know what to do about that. Again, already tried a bunch of stuff, man. Nothing worked. I'm still, and, you know, it's crushing, because I felt so awesome in, like, February. Like, I was, like, doing so well as a person. And I felt so, despite what was going on at school, because I wasn't doing good in school at the time, I managed to be happy nonetheless. And that's not super common. But... Wow, that was almost, that was 5 months ago, because, yeah, it was, I think of it as, like, mid, late February. Yeah, that was 5 months ago. Jesus Christ. I don't know, man. I spoke about stuff last episode again. I mean, this is more of a continuation of that, because it kind of fucks with me every day. Yeah, I just spiraled after... you know, last episode's events that I spoke about happened, and it feels like I'm still not out of it. I still think about what it means for who I am as a person. I still think about how it was possible I managed to do that. I just ask myself, am I a good guy? You know, I know I was. I know for sure I was. I cared a lot about other people at the time, but I don't know. Lately, I've just it's kind of cold, you know, feeling less like sympathy for, well, not for everybody, but in general. I'm hoping I don't come out of this like the worst person, you know, but it seems like it's where we're going, and that kind of sucks, because I'm already not the best, it seems like. If I'm just keeping it worse, well, that blows, you know, it's bad news. What is good, though, is that I have an Oasis concert coming up pretty soon on August 28th in Chicago. I am worried about my seats, though, because I wanted, like, floor seats. My dad doesn't think that's a good idea. Sorry, I can't focus on anything. Jesus Christ. See what I just spoke. I stopped speaking there because I stopped thinking about the Oasis concert and started thinking about the... last episode stuff that I spoke about at like 27 minutes in. And man, see, I can't let this shit affect me like this, man. But I don't know. It's that I'm not good at that. I'm not good at that. But I've let it affect me for months now, man. Nothing's gotten better. And I've tried so many fucking things. But anyways, I got that Oasis concert coming up. I'm going to with my cousin Kyle. He's the best. But, man, this summer is just... It's not exactly been fun, you know? I can't tell if it's flown by, if it's gone by slowly. I don't know. But what I do know is that it's hasn't been good in the slightest. I still don't have a job. I still can't get a job. I applied for like 15, 20, dude, and I haven't. Like, the amount I've heard back from has been like a single digit number. And the amount that actually, like, told me that they'll do more than just. When them following up with your application is like more than just like, we'll let you know. The amount that's done that is like slim to none. I don't know, like one or two. So fuck jobs, I guess. Which sucks. Really needed a job. Really still need a job, but it doesn't seem like that's happening. I just don't know what to do, man. And I'm looking at the time at for how long I've been recording, and I can see that I need to record that length of. Like me speaking three more times, but do you guys even want to fucking listen to this three more times? This is terrible. This is fucking terrible. I don't know. I'm looking for something to make me feel better, like the shed, you know. But tell me. I want honest reviews of this episode. Seriously, I want to know what you guys contact me and tell me what you think of this episode, because, man, I don't think it's a super great one. I don't know. I don't have a lot to talk about. There's not much I want to talk about, man. I already already spoke about the very few things that have changed and that have happened the last one, you know, in the last episode. I think, yeah, I spoke about my grad party and spring break and I'm trying to think of anything that's happened that's worth speaking about. No, I can't think of a damn thing. Yeah, this is not going to be good at all. Let me like properly try to think of something and not take up quality episode time. I completely forgot. I want to talk about this song by Oasis called I'm Out of Time. The fact that the song exists is kind of shocking, because normally all Oasis songs are written by Noel Gallagher, the lead guitarist, and he's the chief, that's his nickname. He's the brains behind the operation. But this song was written by Liam, and not only was it written by Liam, but it doesn't really sound like it was written by Liam. Because Oasis, it's always been about everything's gonna be okay. That's like pretty much their mantra if you listen to their music. But I'm Out of Time doesn't sound like that. I'm Out of Time definitely isn't about that in the slightest. And the fact that it was written by Liam is shocking, because he is kind of the embodiment of that nonstop bordering on toxic positivity that the band embodies. And I've been listening to that song. The song is just so bleak. And I've been listening to it nonstop because, I don't know, it really... We've circled back to this shit. It really sort of just, I don't know, captures how I've been feeling, how things have been for me. I hope you guys have enjoyed your summer and all that. And the song also may be about, like, the impending... By the way, if I sound different, it's because I've been on a break for multiple hours. The song also may be about the impending breakup of Oasis. I mean, it was put out in 2008. They broke up the next year, and I don't even think it was a full year. They weren't around. They were only around for 15 years, and Yeah, that song is so, it's haunting, it's bleak, and yeah, the end of Oasis is something that should never have happened. However, while the breakup of Oasis was a pretty rough moment, there are two great Oasis moments, particularly of Oasis in the United States, which isn't, they weren't as successful here as they were in the UK. Of course, everyone knows Wonderwall, but that's like kind of where their knowledge may end in this country. There are two amazing moments that I want everyone to go check out, and they're both, I'll link them in the description. One of them is their performance of Don't Go Away on Letterman. By the way, these are both from 1997, so I think this is a cool pairing. One of them is of the band's performance of Don't Go Away on Letterman, who's one of my favorite talk show hosts, who's my dad's favorite talk show host. He's up there. He's the best. Letterman's up there with Conan and Dick Cavett. And the other moment is Noel Gallagher's solo acoustic performance of Don't Look Back in Anger on the Howard Stern Show. The Howard Stern Show used to be like a sort of counterculture hub, you know, back in the mid-90s. And Oasis fit in there pretty perfectly. And that performance of Don't Look Back in Anger was amazing from Noel. Absolutely amazing. And Liam's vocals on Don't Go Away on Letterman are so fucking raw, dude. It was, those are two things that you should all go check out. They're great. Yeah, Oasis, I'm telling you guys, this is the coolest band ever. If you listen to the album Definitely Maybe, their debut, you'll be like, all right, this is the coolest band ever. And then, like, along with some of the B-sides, you know. And then if you listen to, after that, you listen to What's the Story, Morning Glory with some of those B-sides too, you're going to be like, okay, this isn't just the coolest band ever. This is the fucking best band ever. I'm telling you guys, they're the fucking greatest. And speaking of these British bands, something happened recently at a Coldplay concert. Some of you may know about this. They caught an affair between the astronomer CEO and his fucking HR manager, which is extremely ironic, on their Jumbotron. And I wanted to give my take on this. Everybody in this situation sucks. Everyone sucks. Of course, the idea, them getting caught is funny. They deserve to be laughed at. This is not like a funny thing. They should be ridiculed and laughed at. This isn't like, oh, ha, ha, it's on the Coldplay, put that on the Jumbotron. It should be more like, oh, ha, ha, they got caught. Because what they're doing is fucking terrible. Nothing's funny about cheating, man. Come on now. I think that's so fucked up from both of them. I hate the people they're with as well. Because from what I remembered, I thought there was another, it looked like there's another woman there. Like on the side, I don't mean on the side. I mean the girl on the side was on the screen, you know, for the guy. But I mean there is another woman there with them, who maybe is not a Stratomer employee. I'm not sure. And she was like laughing about it as if she knows they're having an affair. And it's like, what the fuck? If one of my friends was cheating on his girlfriend, I wouldn't like laugh about it. You know what I mean? I think that's a really fucked up thing of him to do. I think this is a really fucked up situation, and I'm very happy they got caught in this way. Coldplay is pretty legendary for that. They're also legendary for making the song Yellow. But I ought to listen to that whole album. Parachutes is what it's called. It's got Sparks, it's got Yellow. There's a song called Trouble that came on after Yellow. I was listening to Yellow, and it was great. Yeah, man. I don't think that's anything to laugh about. I think it's something to laugh at, because they deserve it. I also wanted to talk about, yeah, in my time away, I wrote down things to talk about, because earlier I really didn't know what to say, other than like, hey, everything sucks, I'm like unhappy and all that. Which I don't want to keep talking about. Although I am feeling pretty shitty right now because I ate a bunch of food while I was gone. I've been starving myself all day, and I just did a bunch of binge eating before I started recording. So don't do what I don't be like me, guys. Do as I say, not as I do. But now I want to talk about the new freaking Superman movie because holy shit, it looks awesome. I want to watch it so badly. Everything about it looks just great. I am so happy that Superman isn't like, you know, dark like he was in Jesus, Man of Steel. Although I think Michael Shannon as Zod in Man of Steel was amazing. I think the movie had so many problems, dude. By the way, if I sound like, I don't know, if tired, it's nearly 3 in the morning. It's 2:55. It makes me wonder what the James Gunn Batman will be like, because I want to see Batman and Superman on screen together, and they're like friends, you know, they're not like fighting, because you guys have got to see from like animated films and like the comics, Batman and Superman have some fucking amazing friend moments that need to, it's the friendship that needs to be shown on screen. And, you know, Batman's not just fucking friends with people, you know, so it is a lot, it means a lot. I think that their mutual respect for one another should totally be shown on screen, man. And God knows we're not going to get that under Zack Snyder. Jesus. More on Zack Snyder in a short time, okay? Pretty soon I'm going to talk about him a lot because I can't stand that guy's films. Yeah, I'm happy this is a good portrayal of Superman, unlike Man of Steel, unlike Henry Cavill Superman, who, look... Henry Cavill may be the best looking Superman we've ever gotten, but you say what you want about his suit. You don't have to like his suit, but he looks, that guy like is fucking Superman, like physically. That guy just looks like Superman. It's very strange and interesting and great casting. But that was not, dude, Man of Steel and Batman vs. Don't get me, oh, I can't, more on Batman vs. Superman later. This segment is supposed to be about the James Gunn Superman, but I just hate Zack Snyder so much, dude. It's distracting. I want to watch this movie, this James Gunn Superman movie, so badly, and all my friends keep saying no because they're like, I don't want to see the, I don't know why, man. It's tragic. It's fucking tragic. I ask all the time. I'm getting to a point where I might have to just go alone. Just to see it, because I gotta see this movie, man. I love DC. I guess they don't love DC, man. It's tragic. No one really is into superhero stuff anymore, man, because Marvel is such a joke. But hey, that's kind of changing though. Thunderbolts was positive. The Thunderbolts got great reviews, and Fantastic Four looks awesome. So may talk more about that later. I don't know, but yeah, the James Gunn Superman movie looks great. And another thing I want to touch on in that movie is Green Lantern. Because this Green Lantern, guys, I don't know if you guys know about who this man is. This is not Hal Jordan, okay? And if Hal Jordan isn't your Green Lantern may be Jon Stewart. This is not Jon Stewart. And if Jon Stewart isn't your Green Lantern, Hal Jordan isn't, maybe you're a youngin' listening. Maybe you're a YN listening to the pod. And your Green Lantern is Kyle Rayner. This is not Kyle Rayner. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Guy Gardner on the big screen, and Guy Gardner is the greatest. As put by Nathan Fillion, the actor who plays him. Guys, Guy Gardner, if you are going to have a Green Lantern save you, and you get Guy Gardner, you'll be like, oh, damn it. Like, that's the one you really don't want between the out of the four I named. But if you need something done, like if the Guardians of Oa, you know, those they're like Green Lantern gods pretty much. They need something done. That's a little, you know, some dirty work, you know, a little unseemly, a little unconventional. Then Guy Gardner, he's the man they want. Dude, and I'm so happy we get to see him in a on the big screen, man. I'm so happy. I need to see that because Guy Gardner was, I think you saw him more than you saw Hal Jordan in the show Batman the Brave and the Bold, from what I remember. And he had his bowl cut, and he had the, like, the trench coat collar vest.
like for like that he like conjured, you know, for his Green Lantern uniform. And he was a fucking bully. And oh, he's great. He is great. I listened to Ben Shapiro's review of the new Superman movie, which, by the way, was a bunch of horse shit. I should like dissect that. As this is an awesome idea, I should watch the Superman movie, and for the next shit episode, I dissect Ben Shapiro's review of the movie, because I haven't seen the movie, and I watched Ben Shapiro's review, and there's already things that are wrong, and it's bugging me a lot. How much that guy misunderstands the character of Superman. That bugs me a lot. Same with Batman. His review of the Batman was god-awful. Ben Shapiro only really spits facts when it comes to Star Wars. His ranking of the Star Wars movies was pretty spot on, except what he said about The Rise of Skywalker was psychotic. He said that out of all the sequels, it was the only one that respected the originals, which is insane. That movie disrespected the originals the most, by far, bar none. That is a crazy take. But this is about Superman again. I'm excited to see where the DC Universe is going. I'm excited to see this Superman movie, because I'm going to see it. I can't help it. I need to see this movie. Seeing that sort of more modern Superman symbol on the silver screen is surreal. I don't know why, but I just never thought, I never imagined that happening. I never considered that could happen, that we get a modern looking Superman like that. And we did, and it's kind of just because of the way, like, it seems like Zack Snyder, people kind of assumed he set the standard for that suit he gave us in Man of Steel. But that suit in the Superman movie, in the new one, and his hair and all that, it's all fucking awesome. I need to, so he looks great. He looks a lot like, it looks ripped out of a comic book, man. It has all these colorful visuals and all that. Which we don't really see with DC, you know? Like, Batman v Superman was very, it was that classic DC edge, which, don't get me wrong, I love some of that, that dark and gritty, like, DC shit, you know? Like the Arkham games. Because I was going to name a movie, but I realized that none of them are fucking good, so I had to name a video game, like the Arkham games, you know? But there are a lot of the mainline comics just aren't like that, unless they're, you know, of course, Batman, you know. According to Ben Shapiro, Batman vs Superman's awesome, and it's dark like the comics. But again, Ben Shapiro's a moron. Make no mistake, that's not true. That movie sucks. Okay, the comic book that Ben Shapiro used to like say that the movie's awesome because it's like this comic book, he used a famously terrible, terrible comic book. He thought I could slip it past people, slip it past his Glazer fan base. No, not me, Ben. I picked up on it. I know that comic book sucks. You can't fool me. It's called All-Star Batman and Robin. In it, Batman legitimately, he says the line, "What are you, dense? Are you retarded? I'm the Batman." He says that to Robin. I'm dead serious. All of you go look it up. It's one of the most absurd comic book panels in history. Well, yeah, that's enough on Superman, I guess. But speaking of shitty movies, though, Rotten Tomatoes, people really don't know what it means. Ladies and gentlemen, the critic score, like when it's like a 98%, 94%, that's not like a grade. And that's not like an average of that's not like a grade made up of the average of reviews. No, 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 no. That is the percentage of critics that gave it a positive review. So, I don't really know what to make of that, to be honest with you. But sometimes those critics are... So sometimes the audience is really stupid, which may seem shocking for like a, you know, a non-critic person to say, like me, you know. I guess I can be pretty critical sometimes, but like for Batman vs Superman, that movie got a 28% with the critics, which is great because that movie sucks. It definitely should have gotten a 28. But for audience, 68. Guys, what? Batman vs. Superman sucked. What are we doing? I mean, Wonder Woman's entrance was super cool. That was an easy highlight of that film. I don't know why they revealed in the trailers that she's in the movie, that definitely should have been a surprise and was definitely directed as if it was a surprise. I don't know why Ben Shapiro thinks that it's that her being Wonder Woman was a swerve and that she you were meant to think that she's Catwoman. That's not true at all. God, I'm gonna, whenever that guy talks about Batman or Superman, he's just know that he's talking out of his ass, man. I can't stand that fella. Anyways, point is, Batman vs. Superman sucks. Larger point, Zack Snyder, the director of Man of Steel, of Batman vs. Superman, and of Justice League. Remember, he was going to be the guy for the DCEU, the legendary DCEU. He is a really fucking rabid fan base that are trying very hard to sabotage the success of the recent Superman movie, which is tragic because, not just because the movie looks awesome and according to like reviews and like from critics and the audience is awesome as a movie I really want to see, these Snyder fans fail to realize that Zack Snyder is fucking incapable of telling a story. Because these Zack Snyder fans, you know, they're fans, so they think what he makes is good, and I'm here to tell them that it's not. Okay? Man of Steel was... Okay, I see some things that make me think, you know, it's better than I remember. Maybe I should revisit it. I doubt I'll be revisiting Batman vs. Superman ever. That movie has plenty, plenty, plenty of problems. Like Lex Luthor, you know, Jesse Eisenberg, Lex Luthor. Any of you remember that? That sucked. Batman kills people. That's ridiculous. And also he has that fight scene, which everyone thinks is awesome. Which I'll say this about it. The fight scene where Batman takes on those kidnappers in the warehouse. And everyone thinks that's like one of the best fight scenes ever. That fight scene is amazing for a Batman who kills people. Okay, I'm watching that scene, and every time I see someone that he's fighting die, I'm just bugged immensely. And when he takes that knife out of his shoulder and like slowly approaches one of the kidnappers and stabs him, like, this is fucking Batman, not fucking Punisher. Jesus, that is so flagrantly out of character. Because Zack Snyder doesn't understand Batman at all, and. I'm disgusted by that fucking movie, man. And like Superman, when Lex Luthor like bombs the courthouse, you know, in that scene. I think it was Lex. Yeah, it was probably it had to be Lex. Who am I kidding? And Superman just like, I mean, a bunch of people just died around him, you know, and he just like fucking mews, like looks maxes, then flies away. That was stupid. that movie really, really sucks. The best things about it, though, are Wonder Woman's entrance, the fact she's in it, super cool, and her music, they're like, no, 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 you know, the guitar, that was sick. That was out of tune, by the way. I have to tune up the strings again, but maybe just try that again later. And also, Ben Affleck as Batman, look, I feel so bad for Ben, because he is so great as Batman. The fact that his Batman was just written so poorly is a tragedy, because Ben Affleck as Batman was a fucking dream. That suit was amazing. Okay. That the thread suit that he had on, with the short aggressive ears was so cool. And so was the fact that Batman was physically huge. Okay. We've never gotten that on screen before. But if you look at, that's very heavily inspired by the Frank Miller books, like Dark Knight Returns, which you guys should check out. I love those. Okay, no, I don't. I'm sorry. I mean, I love the Dark Knight Returns. I do not love all the Frank Miller books. I actually hate everything after Dark Knight Returns, like a normal person. But that Batman appearance in those books is very iconic, that the way he looks. And finally getting a Batman that's just physically massive on screen is so, so awesome. And with that huge bat symbol too, that huge like Frank Miller bat symbol. Oh, that's so cool. That's so cool. But again, then he gets in the Batmobile and he's got fucking turrets. Like, who is this? This isn't Batman. What, Jesus, man? What are we doing? I don't want to talk about Justice League. I mean, it was really cool how the fans clamored for, like, release the Snyder Cut, and we got the Snyder Cut, and some people liked it. Like, you know, because let's not act like the Snyder Cut was some fucking, like, great unveiling. Like, finally, yes, we got what we all wanted, the Snyder Cut. Yeah, no, Zack Snyder he can do, as Moist Critical put it very well, he can do really cool visuals, really cool, epic looking visuals, and dude, that's where it fucking ends. That guy cannot tell a story, and that guy does not understand the characters he's working with. That guy cannot, that guy doesn't respect the characters anyway. And also, the Joker was in the Snyder Cut, and it was Jared Leto, and it was, like, supposed to be different. It was supposed to be better. But it's just, dude, Snyder's dialogue is so bad. Snyder's dialogue is so bad. Snyder throws show, don't tell out the fucking window. Joker says to Batman, he was like, and how many more, like, alternate timelines do people die? Because you don't have the cojones to die yourself. What kind of fucking, what kind of horseshit is that? You might as well give the movie a fucking narrator, which I did. I think it had one, actually. I think Wonder Woman was narrating some stuff in that movie. I can't recall, but I'm pretty sure she was narrating stuff. It's a very Zack Snyder thing. Gee, I didn't even realize that when I said that. I think that movie had a fucking narrator. And also, Batman says to Joker, I will fucking kill you. See, I can't say that with a straight face. That's not Batman. What the hell? Yeah, no. Do not... Guys, the Zack Snyder films are bad, and this movie looks awesome. That's all I really have to say. I would like to circle back, though, to Marvel. Because... Marvel. I'm not a Marvel fan, okay? I do not like Marvel. I used to love Marvel, but then they committed a fucking crime. They released 3 movies. I can't remember if they were released consecutively or not. They may have been. I think they were. And that's embarrassing. Because these movies were three of the worst movies I've ever seen. Okay, so Marvel released what I'm just going to refer to as, like, the shit trilogy. The first one was Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. The movie was god-awful. The second one was... I can't remember which one came out first. Sorry, guys. I'm going to look into this. Okay, yeah, I was right. The first one in this just trilogy of garbage was Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. The second one came out next month. So, good lord, I watched Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, and then 1 month later, this was May 6th, and then over a month later, on June 22nd. On June 23rd, I watched the second in this shit trilogy, Thor Love and Thunder. And then, on February 6th, the next year, in 2023, we got the finale to this, like, dog shit trilogy, Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania. These 3 movies are all in, like, the 10 worst movies I've ever seen. Oh my god. And I can't forgive Marvel for that. I don't know if I've watched anything Marvel in fucking 2 years. Because I saw a fucking Quantumania and had it. I fucking had it, dude. And I was walking back to the car from the theater after watching Thor: Love and Thunder, and I was thinking to myself, my God, that was so bad. That was so stupid. Everything about that sucked. It was both bad and stupid. And I think Ant-Man the Wasp: Quantumania may actually be the last time I watch anything Marvel, other than like clips on YouTube of like classics like fucking Winter Soldier or like Civil War or something. Dude, I've been like, screw Marvel for the longest time, right? And then I see this movie, The Thunderbolts. I haven't seen it. I mean, I've heard that it's got good reviews. I think it looks super cool because I love John Walker. I mean, U.S. Agent is just a sick fucking character. And I'm thinking maybe I give Marvel another chance. Because it seems like they're building themselves back up. I think they should get smaller. They got to downsize, okay? We need to build up to another universe-ending threat. They gave us Kang the Conqueror way too quickly. And that also completely fell apart after Jonathan Majors' like legal issues. So, screw that. Oh, hold on. Maybe these movies didn't come out consecutively. Because Guardians 3. When was Guardians 3? That was... Oh, no, Guardians 3 came out after. Okay, never mind. They did come out. That's embarrassing. These movies did come out consecutively, I believe. But after all three of them, there was a shining light in Guardians of the Galaxy 3, which was amazing. And actually, yeah, that's the last Marvel thing I watched then. I watched Guardians 3, and Guardians 3 was amazing. So thankfully, my relationship with Marvel actually ended on an amazing note. Because Guardians 3 is one of my favorite movies ever. I gotta watch the movie again. I loved it. The using like 70s pop music to sort of set the mood for who Peter Quill is in the first movie was awesome. I mean, you remember that "Come and Get Your Love"? You remember that? Everyone remembers that scene. That was awesome when he's like dancing and stuff. But switching to 90s alt to represent Rocket and making he's not dancing or anything, making him just walking. That's one of my like favorite fucking Marvel scenes ever with like the acoustic version of Creep playing. I'm a creep. That was awesome, dude. That was awesome. When I watched Guardians 3 in the theater, the sound was completely messed up, so I couldn't hear a damn thing. That really bugged me. I actually left the theater and went to an employee and was like, "Hey man," I was with my friends. I was like, "Hey man, this theater can't hear anything because it was in our whole theater." The dialogue was unintelligible. It was incoherent. So I left and I went to an employee and was like, "Hey, we need help. This theater, you can't hear anything they're saying." And he's just like, "Yo, what?" And the issue never got fixed. So that was very annoying. I watched it again at my house on a big projector in the backyard. And yeah, that movie's goated. That movie's amazing. And all of you need to watch it right now. Well, now in 2 minutes or in like 1 minute when this episode ends. Because I wanted to say one last thing. Man, I wanted to cover some Rotten Tomatoes reviews. Some Rotten Tomatoes numbers I thought were bad, but I'm going to keep this at 45 minutes. I wanted to say that when I originally planned to record and release this episode, it had been the... what year is it? 2025. It had been the 8-year anniversary of... it's been 8 years since the day. Anniversary makes it sound like a celebration. It's nothing to celebrate. It's been 8 years since the day of the sad passing of Chester Bennington, the lead singer for Linkin Park. Personally, I'm not a Linkin Park fan because, again, good Lord, I'm an Oasis fan. And also, I spoke about why I have a hard time listening to Linkin Park in the last episode. I mentioned, you know, it's emotionally challenging, same with Arctic Monkeys, but... Chester Bennington had an amazing voice, so unique. It's iconic. Him singing with Mike Shinoda rapping, so legendary. I mean, In the End is a fucking great song. That's a great song. Even in, again, I love Oasis now. I'll even say that In the End by Linkin Park is a great song. And his death was very tragic, very sad. And yeah, I wanted to say, Yeah, man, rest in peace, Chester Bennington. If any of you are having drug addiction issues or mental health issues, I hope to God that you guys get the help you need. I have a lot of trouble with even, like, thinking about that stuff, like, just because I met someone, you know, who had, like, drug issues, and when I see, and I really cared about this person, so when I see, like, nowadays, when I see, like, that kind of stuff portrayed on, like, in, like, movies and TV, I have a hard time watching, man, and that's very, it's very sad to me, and same with mental health issues, so, but please, I hope all of you get the help you need if you feel that, you know, things are getting dark. Of course, my lifestyle, I'm not the person to, you know, look to aspire to live like, but, you people, all you beautiful people listening, I hope you are willing to, reach out to, your, you know, your support systems, and yeah, that's where I'd like to, end this episode. Thank you all for listening, and, I hope you all have a great night. I'll see you.